Welcome to Under the Microscope, KBIA's weekly look at stories in science, health, and technology. I'm Christopher Husted. Most climate models paint a bleak picture for the Great Plains a century from now. Scientists say it'll be warmer, and the air will be more rich with carbon dioxide. To what degree is still unclear. But even small fluctuations in climate throw farmland ecosystems out of whack. A new study shows certain invasive plant species will not only be able to withstand climate change, but thrive. Harvest Public Media's Luke Runyon has more.
So how about if we go this way?
Ellen Nelson has a weed problem. In the summer, one hillside of her small ranch near Bellevue, Colorado, turns bright yellow. The culprit? A tall, rubbery weed called Dalmatian toadflax.
See, there's these little rosettes. Just this much starts up in the fall.
Nelson pushes aside a layer of brown grass and snow to uncover the hibernating plant. It first shot out its showy golden flowers more than a decade ago on her property where she raises grass-fed beef. The plant is a pain. It crowds out native grasses that her cattle actually like to eat.
And it's such a tough, waxy plant that by the time it really gets going, the herbicide, you just can't get the herbicide in it.
The expensive herbicide is a relatively new weapon for Nelson. It's already cost her thousands of dollars. At first, she tried pulling the toad flax by hand, but the roots go deep and they can quickly regenerate. Then she brought in hundreds of weevils. They burrow deep and weaken the plant, but don't kill it outright. Lately, she's been putting her faith in her steers, convincing them toad flax doesn't taste so bad.
You kind of have to teach them about a new plant. I've gotten some of them to eat some, but in general, that's a hard one.
And each method has only worked marginally well. Nelson admits, so far, the toad flax is winning. As time progresses and climate change takes hold, it's likely to only get worse, not just for Nelson, but for ranchers across the Midwest and Rocky Mountain regions.
Right, there's Dalmatian toad flax.
U.S. Department of Agriculture researcher Dana Blumenthal wanted to know what effect climate change will have on large swaths of grassland. For about 8 years, Blumenthal and his team simulated a possible future climate, warmer and more concentrated with carbon dioxide, in the Wyoming grassland. Under those conditions, Dalmatian toad flax flourished, growing in size 13-fold.
The simplest reason that invasive species are likely to do well under future conditions is that they are pretty much by definition good at dealing with change.
And that's why Dalmatian toad flax could be emblematic of an even larger problem. Invasive species are invasive because they can adapt quickly. Similar studies across the country have shown other nasty weeds like yellow star thistle, red brome, and cheatgrass do well in warmer, more CO2-heavy conditions. But scientists need more data to make solid predictions.
There are going to be cases of invasive species, some of which we care a lot about, becoming much more problematic. And there are going to be cases of invasive species retreating from areas where they now exist. We don't know enough to say how common this is going to be yet.
It's an ecological balancing act, and ranchers face expensive headaches when weeds outcompete native grasses.
We are just treading water at the moment.
Steve Ryder is with the state of Colorado's Noxious Weed Management Program. He says, like managers in most states, his focus is on keeping new weeds out. If he has time left over, he goes after smaller populations that are quickly becoming problems, almost like stamping out spot wildfires. He says he's already stretched thin, and some weeds have gained a foothold.
If climate change is going to accelerate that, then we need to decide whether we're going to accelerate the response.
Back at Ellen Nelson's ranch outside Bellevue, she's formulating this year's plan of attack against Dalmatian toad flax. It'll likely be a mix of herbicide and burrowing bugs.
I mean, maybe we're going to have to learn how to live with some of these weeds. I don't know. That might be heretical to say.
But if the climate gets more and more hospitable to noxious weeds, it's heresy that many of her fellow ranchers will have to get used to. Luke Runyon, Harvest Public Media.
Shibu Joes is the director of the Center for Agroforestry at the University of Missouri-Columbia. But recently, Joes was appointed by U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack to the Forestry Research Advisory Council. That council advises the Secretary of Agriculture on matters related to natural resources. It also provides advice related to the McIntyre-Stennis Act of 1962, which makes funding available for forestry schools and research programs, including the one at MU. KBIA's Margot Henquinet spoke to Joes about the appointment.
Can you give us some examples of some of the things you think you'll talk about with them?
It is critical that we continue to have a solid pot of money for the McIntyre-Stennis program. And with our economy the way it has been challenging. So one of the areas in which we will provide advice to the Secretary of Agriculture is about the funding and its importance.
What is some of the research that you're working on now?
I am mostly involved in examining the ecological sustainability of natural forests, planted forests, as well as what we call agroforests. And agroforestry is all about combining trees and crops and livestock on the same piece of land. In other words, it is a way to diversify the farm income, especially when you are talking about making our farms, particularly small farms, competitive at a global market. They need to diversify the products. But by diversifying the farms, we also gain resiliency. The farms that will be better equipped to handle some of the extreme weather events that we've been facing and some of the challenges that we will face down the road as a result of climate change.
So in that term, or by the end of it, what are some of the things that you hope to accomplish?
I'm hopeful that I can better educate the committee members as well as provide some feedback to the Secretary of Agriculture about all these issues that are relevant and important in keeping our natural resources sustainable in the long run.
That's it for Under the Microscope. Don't forget, you can find these stories on KBIA.org. I'm Christopher Husted. Thanks for listening.